Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. There is indeed no other God but you this morning, my Father, and that is why we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we come into your courts with praise, declaring, my Heavenly Father, that you are indeed the creator of the heavens and the earth. We want to thank you this morning, mighty Father, that indeed, Lord God, you have begun everything. Lord, iqala ngawe. Zonke izinto ziqala ngawe, Baba. So this morning, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word, which continues to lead us down paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We want to thank you this morning that it is the same word that when we engage in this word, mighty Father, it reveals the mind of the Father to us this morning. This word, mighty Father, is our illuminator. We want to thank you this morning, Lord God Almighty, that as we open up your word this morning, that it will not just be words, mighty Father, that are recited through the generations, through the years, but that this word will become bread to the eater. It will become seed to those desiring of seed, mighty Father. We want to thank you this morning, Lord God Almighty, that this word, it continues to break down, mighty God, years and years of religious establishments and high thoughts, mighty Father, that exalt themselves above the knowledge of you. We want to thank you today that, Lord, with this word, mighty God, it becomes a hammer unto us. It becomes a hammer breaking down many rocks into pieces. We want to bless you and we want to honor you. Namhlanje ilizwi lakho, Lord God, ilizwi lakho Nkosi yamakhosi, that your word, it causes the cedars of Lebanon to bow down, Lord God, and to dismantle before you. So this morning we want to exalt you, our King and our Father. Thank you today, Lord God Almighty, that as we stand in your courts, mighty Father, O to David, it is better to serve in your courts, mighty Father, than to be outside of your presence. Better is one day in your courts this morning. So we want to thank you, King of Glory, that your dwelling places are lovely to us. Take away to our soul certainly yearns and faints for the courts of our God, and our heart and our flesh cries out for the living God. So we want to thank you, Gebawa, that all of these virtues and all of these things that we have come to know, even our desire for you, it doesn't happen independent of who you are in our lives. In fact, it is you, O God, who creates in us both the will and both the will to act and to will according to your good purposes. So this morning we want to thank you for the ability to will and to act according to your good purposes. Lord, we want to pray that as we come into this place of worship, that Lord God Almighty, you would not just only be here, but that Father, you would inhabit our praises, and that Lord, our praises will raise up to you as a sweet smelling sacrifice, my King and my Father, and that our praises this morning, mighty God, will rise up to you, take away to as that aroma, Lord God Almighty, that is pleasing before you. We bless you, Nkosi yamakhosi, this morning. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. This morning we desire of nothing else, Lord, but to really appear before you, my Father, and to be steadfast that as we appear before you, Lord, we have your audience. We have the audience of heaven, and we have the audience, mighty God, of the throne room of God. Lord, we want to thank you this morning for Jesus Christ, your one and only begotten Son, whom you gave to this world so that I, mighty God, who believes, may not perish but receive eternal life. This morning I want to thank you, Tukawetolungileo, that indeed he was both the seed and the fruit, mighty God, broken so that he could be shed, Lord God, to many. This morning we want to thank you that as we receive a mighty God, we received eternal life, and we receive life and life in its abundance, both here on earth and in the life to come. We want to thank you, King of Glory, that you promised us, mighty God, in that conversation that Jesus has with his disciples who are now worried that whatever they are doing is actually not being accounted for anything. And Christ says to them, verily, I tell you that whomsoever gives up mother and father and all the things of this world will not only be rewarded in heaven, but also on this earth. So this morning, we want to thank you for Jesus Christ, without whom none of our inheritance will be possible. Father, we are standing here as a body. Lord, we are standing here as a community. We are giving you praise and we are giving you thanks because of Jesus Christ, in whom all things, mighty God, have been reconciled back to you, in whom all things find identity, through whom all men is reconciled back to you, O God. Oh, my Father, we want to thank you today for the grace and the ministry of reconciliation. We want to thank you this morning. It would not have been possible for me, a mere human, mighty God, even a sinner at best. I'm still a sinner, Lord God, in my own outside of Christ. It would not be possible for me to be called the Son of God. It would not be possible for me to stand knowing that I can render my supplications before the King of Kings because of Jesus Christ, on whose shoulder and righteousness I stand. This morning, we want to thank you that you caused him to author, Lord God, our salvation, tick away to an eternal damnation of wickedness and the sin in us. Lord, we want to thank you that you caused his life to be poured out. Mighty Father, you caused his life to be poured out. Lord God, writing the script of my life, rewriting the script of my life with his very own life. This morning, we want to thank you, King of Glory, that these are the mercies that we are here to thank you for. We are here to thank you for these mercies. They are made new every morning, Lord, even when we retire, tick over to with tiredness and exhaustion. Every single morning, you make your mercies new, that we may come to the knowledge of your truth and to the knowledge of this glorious inheritance that we have through Christ Jesus. You allow the scales from our eyes to fall off, that we may be able to see you afresh. And that's why this morning we are bringing before you a soliloquy of praise, my Father. We are bringing before you, Lord God, a beneficiary paean before you, to go to a song, a high song of praise to the Most High God, blessing you, my Father, that to test Sunilako, tick away to, after you have caused Christ to suffer, Lord, he will see the light of his life and be satisfied by knowledge. By knowledge, your righteous servant will justify many and he will bear their iniquities. This is your promise to Jesus Christ, Lord, and we stand together, tick away to, with Christ, having been crucified with him. We are grateful that we were resurrected with him, and we are grateful that we have access to each and every enablement, every weapon, mighty God, that is available to us in the kingdom of God. We want to bless you, glorious and mighty Savior, that as we come before you, tikolungeka kulu, mighty God, we are coming before you believing that you are God and that you are a rewarder of they that diligently seek you. We want to bless you, tikowetolungileyo, that we are not coming kosemakosi to a high priest who cannot relate to our issues, but we are coming, mighty God, to the God of Jerusalem, Lord God, the one who authored the earth, who created the world, and then you sent your one and only begotten Son to die, took over to for the world in their sin, in our sin. You had already sent Christ to die. So we want to bless you today, King of Glory, that indeed we have not come to a mountain that is made by the hands of man. Lord, we had not come to a mountain that can be touched, that is burning with fire, to darkness and gloom, but we have come to Mount Zion this morning, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to thousands and thousands upon angels in joyful assembly. We have come to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written, mighty Father in heaven. We have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect. We have come to Jesus Christ, the mediator
of a new covenant, Lord God, this morning to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. So we want to thank you today that as you speak to us, we will not refuse you, mighty Father. The righteous shall live by faith. And Lord, when we turn back, we are unpleasing to you. So this morning we thank you, King of Glory, as we welcome you in your fullness, our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We honor you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there. Would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me also. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Father, we want to thank you this morning for direction. We thank you for the revelation, Lord God Almighty, that you are giving us direction. We want to stand in your presence this morning, Lord God, and just to declare over the airwaves, Lord God Almighty, your truth. In Jesus' mighty name, we want to declare, Lord God, the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, the spoken word traveling through the airwaves to dismantle, mighty God, each and every high thought and each and every untruth, every rooting, mighty God, of ungodly, wicked spirits that twists, Lord God, the words of the righteous, mighty Father. We want to thank you today that you rebuke Leviathan on our behalf in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you that you cut off the tongue of every serpentine spirit, mighty God, that seeks, Lord God, to speak divisive words amongst the brethren. Today, instead, we establish the truth, mighty God, of the Holy Spirit. To let our hearts not be troubled, because we have believed in God, we ought also to believe in the Lord, that in our Father's house there are many rooms. If that were not so, would Christ have told us that he is going to prepare a place for us? And if he goes, we know that he is gone ahead of us to prepare a place, and he will come back to take us to be with him, so that we also may be where he is at. Right now we know, mighty God, that as we stand right here, in fact we are of a dual citizenship, because even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. We are seated in heavenly places this morning together with Christ Jesus. We want to thank you, King of Glory, that we are actually seated at a vantage point. We are ruling and reigning with him above every power, every principality. Let our hearts not be troubled. But if we keep the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is interceding on our behalf, our greatest mediator right now, the one who has gone before us to mediate the covenant between God and man,
He continues to stand and to execute his position as high priest, interceding on my behalf and on behalf of everyone who will, oh my God, this morning, who will believe. We want to thank you this morning that every single promise that he has made is made manifest to us through the Holy Spirit. Mighty God, this, oh my God, this morning, the Spirit of truth, mighty God, the one that you poured out, literally Swilako, they were seated in the upper room in one accord, awaiting for the manifestation of the promise. Chikonamanda onge, the promise did not just come Nkosiyama Kosi with signs and wonders, but it came with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that when he came down, he began to manifest himself as tongues of fire, and each man began speaking a foreign language that the other could be able to recognize what the other was saying. Mighty God, there was clarity of speech, even though the natural language had changed, and yet there was clarity of speech in that moment of unison with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This morning, we want to thank you for restoring, mighty God, clarity of speech. We want to thank you for restoring clarity of speech, for cleansing the narrative, mighty God, amongst your people, for cleansing the narrative, Lord God, in the body of Christ, for cleansing the narrative over the nations, for cleansing the narrative regarding your word, for cleansing the narrative and making straight, Lord God, the path of the gospel, that when your word is spoken, mighty God, there shall be truth, and we shall know this truth, and this truth will set us free. Literally, Swilako Tikowe, to whomsoever the Son says free, is free indeed. This morning, we want to bless you, King of Glory, that you make all of these things possible, Tikolungileo, because you are God, and there is no lie in you, my Father. We want to bless you today, that whomsoever shall be led by the sons of God, by the Spirit of the living God, they shall be called the sons of God. Literally, Swilako, if you love me, keep my commands. Verse 16, Barcelona, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. Hallelujah, to help you. Hallelujah, and be with you forever, from generation to generation. The Spirit of the living God that fell in on Pentecost, in that upper room, is still the same Spirit of the living God that continues to bring clarity to the generation of brethren, those who have preserved their lives, allowed for preservation to take root in their lives, those who have touched no unclean thing, those who have not bowed down before the idols, those who have not taken on the yoke of wickedness. Father, we want to thank you this morning, Tikowetu, that even today the Spirit of truth dwells amongst us. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him because he lives. Wow, my God, this morning, you know him because he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, Jesus said. Oh, hallelujah, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you this morning for opening up the eyes of our understanding. Literally, Swilako, take over to that. We may know the glorious inheritance, Lord God, and the hope to which we have been called to. This morning, we thank you for causing scales to fall off, that we may truly see you. We did not know that we could see you, but today we know that we can see you because of the power of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, the Spirit of truth, to be with us forever. We thank you this morning, mighty God, because you live, we will also live, and on the day, we will realize that Christ is in our Father, and that we are in Christ, and, my God, and Christ is in us. We want to thank you, Tikowetu, for such a glorious reconciliation. This is the reconciliation, mighty God, that is brought about by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the one who is able to even pray on our behalf. When we do not know how to pray, he begins to groan with groanings that cannot be understood, revealing to us the mysteries of this time and the time to come. come revealing to us the mind of God, making known to us the path of righteousness, making known to us the truth that is able to decipher, mighty God, between the intentions of the heart, the thoughts of men, the truth of God that is able to crush, mighty God, every lie and dismantle rocks, Lord God, and fortresses of division into pieces. This morning we want to bless you, Lord God Almighty, little Zulako. Whoever has your commands and keeps them is the one who loves you. And the one who loves you, mighty God, will be loved by our Heavenly Father. And you will love him and show yourself to them. It is possible to see you. This morning, mighty God, we want to thank you that indeed as we have seen you, mighty God, little Isulako, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, Lord God, no mind conceive that which is in store for those who love you. We thank you, that's why you mhlabeleli esithi siyakudumisa Thixo ekuseni siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova umhlaba wonke ubhedesha wena uyiso ngunaphakade zonke ingelosi zimemeza kuwe kwanezulu nawo onke amandla kulo ikherobhime ekuseni neserafime zimana zimemeza kuwe zithi uyingcwele Thixo uyingcwele uyingcwele Yehova Thixo wemi sekuseni izulu lizele kwanomhlaba bobukhulu bobungcwalisa bakho umhlambi wobungcwalisa babapostile uyakudumisa ekuseni amakholwa namahlaba aprofeti ayakudumisa ekuseni umkhosi odumileyo wabafele wena uyakudumisa ekuseni irhamente engcwele kulo lonke ilizwe liyakuvuma uyise ubukhulu obungenambaliso unyana wakho emnye odumileyo yinene kwanomoya oyingcwele ongumonwabisi wethu ekuseni ungukumkani Thixo wobungcwalisa o wena Kristu wena ungunyana ongunaphakade woyihle uthe wena wakunyukela umsebenzi wokusindisa abantu awakusidela isizalo sentombo othe wakuba woyisela ubukhali bokufa wavulela bonke abakholwayo ubukumkani bezulu wena uhleli ngasekunene kuThixo ekuseni ebungcwaliseni boyihlo siyakholwa ukuba wozube ngumgwebi wethu siyakuthandaza ngoko size izicaka zakho zithengileyo ngegazi lakho elinqabileyo zenza ukuba zibalwe ndawonye nabangcwele ekuseni bakho ebungcwaliseni obungunaphakade enkosi sindisa abantu bakho uThamsa ngqelise ilifa lakho baphathu baphakamise ekuseni kude kube ngunaphakade thina imihla ngemihla sikwenza mkhulu wena sihlala sibhedesha igama lakho kude kube ngunaphakade sincede enkosi usilondoloze ngale mini singabi nasono nkosi ususiphathe ngetarhu ususiphathe ngetarhu itarhu lakho malihle phezu kwethu ekuseni ngokuba nje ithemba lethu likuwe nkosi sithembe wena ekuseni masize singadaniswa masize singadaniswa ngaye uYesu Kristu inkosi nomsindisi wethu isithandwa sentliziyo umkhululi nomsindisi wemiphefumlo wethu siyakudumisa ke Thixo ekuseni sithi siyakuvuma mzali ukuba wena unguYehova chukumisa Thixo ekuseni siyakucela mzali wethu khawuchukumise Thixo lunge kakhulu okhaba nkosi yamakhosi ibhekile kucace nkosi yamakhosi uhlukanise igusha nebhokhwe ekuseni makucace Thixo uba sewufikile kaloku mnini mzali mnini ndawo sewufikile ntonga yethu yasekhohlo sewufikile makucace nkosi yamakhosi uba sewufikile xa kufike wena Thixo wethu akhonte nawuphinde iphikisana nenyaniso yakho ngoba thintwe nguwe mzali akasoza phinda afane osiyakuthuma Thixo fikelela namhlanje ngomoya wakho ingcwele kwisizwe ngesizwe kumakhaya lilayo ngena mzali usibonakalisa ubunguThixo okwazi uthuthuzela ukubopha amanxeba ngena ekuseni Thixo wethu kwimeko ngemeko zabantu nkosi yamakhosi abahluphekayo ngenxa yezono chukumisa kaloku mzali uvuselela isazela ubonakalisa suba unguthixo nekhwele ngabantu bakho wasikwa yimfesane wamthobu Yesu Kristu ukuza zawufela mnamntu uthixo wethu uqanda udada kweli lisezantsi ungoyikiyo ukona thixo wethu phambi kwakho ilizwi lakho maliwenza umsebenzi liqhawule zonke izinto ezisibophileyo ezisenza thixo wethu sibe ngamakhobo ke sono ekuseni inkosi yamakhosi guqula nanku umone mme phambi kwakho ndim undiguqule ndibe likhobo ke lobulungisa bakho thixo olungileyo ngenxa kamoya oyingcwele namhlanje ekuseni sicela intsindiso yakho ishunyayelwe in our lifetime ivangeli lakho elingcwele thixo wethu lishunyayelwe in our lifetime in Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God, siyakudumisa ekuseni. Ah, siyakuvuma mzala ukuba wena unguYehova. Khawuchukumise ke inkosi yamakhosi. Kulo bhedi thixo wethu apho khona khona intlungu. Just this morning, mighty God, you were showing me this family, mighty God, that was rushing their daughter into ICU. They were praying, mighty God, bemkhaphe qhutywa thixo wethu into ICU. Siyala this morning ngobomi thixo wethu babantu ababatsha obuzawuchitheka thixo wethu ngenxa yobugwenxa bezono zethu bugwenxa bexesha lethu. Siyala mzali wethu sitha sivu. Let our young people, mighty God, be arrows in our divine arsenal. Let them grow up, mighty God, and be strong. Let them live long lives. Siyala this morning. Sithi siyakubulela ke moya ongcwele ukwazi ufika wena apho thina singakwazi ufika khona. Apho bakhoyo thixo wethu ukwazi ufikelela wena uxase ufikile. Thixo wethu lithi lizwi lakho at the mention of your name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that indeed Jesus Christ you are Lord. Uthi namhlanje thixo wethu you and the Father you are one. We are in you and you are in us. And when you have given us the Holy Spirit we become a complete picture. So when the Holy Spirit arrives kufika isulu lonke kukhothame wonke amadolo thixo wethu zonke ilimi ziguqe zivume ukuba wena unguthixo ekuseni. Fika lela ke mzali where our young people are thixo wethu ukuze xa sekufikelele wena nkosi yamakhosi bakho thame bavume ukuba wena unguYehova. Siyakudumisa thixo ekuseni siyakuvuma nkosi yamakhosi ukuba wena unguYehova.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Sekafikile umthokozisi this morning, my family. Sekafikile umthokozisi ufikile kuwe. And that's why this morning ingaske sizole and just embrace the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the one who touches places that not even your closest companion knows exist in your life, places and reveals things and secrets. The Bible says that things that are revealed belong to us and our children, but the secret things belong to the Lord. The Bible says, seek me in the time. Seek me in the time of your oppression, and I will show up. When we do not know, we ought to ask. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We have knocked, we have sought the Lord, and he is giving us and renewing that covenant and the great gift of the Holy Spirit this morning to reveal to us mysteries of hidden things that have been hidden. Some of these things have been hidden and they have been working and working iniquity in our lives. Some of these things have been hidden and they've been causing misfortune, miscarriage of blessing in our lives. Let the Lord reveal them, because when they are revealed, its power to destroy has been indeed defeated. This morning, allow the Lord to touch you in a place that nothing else can touch. You are at the verge of making destructive decisions about your marriage this morning. Why don't you give the revelation of the Holy Spirit a chance once again? Why don't you allow the one who is able to reveal all truth to touch you again this morning? I don't know, but there's this family. Why don't you allow the Holy Spirit to touch you instead of crying? Why don't you wipe away your tears right now and rejoice? Weeping may endure for a night, but the joy of the Lord, it comes in the morning. Regardless of what happens, why don't you wipe away your tears and allow the balm of Gilead to do its work right now? Wipe away your tears and begin to thank God. Begin to rejoice in the presence of the Lord this morning. Begin to thank God that He knows the end from the beginning, that He is the beginning of all life, that what He has begun, He sees to completion. There is not a single second and moment of our lives that the Lord is unaware of. He's not oblivious even of the things that are our blind spot. He knows everything. He intricately created you and I and knitted us together and formed us together. He breathed His very own life to us this morning. And so this morning, if you are that family, This morning, my family, siyambulela uThixo. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is faithful. 1 Kings chapter 8 this morning. Glory be to Jesus. Verse 54. When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications before the Lord, he rose from before the altar, hallelujah, of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands pressed down towards heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, oh, hallelujah, glory be to Jesus. Before we go on, my family, let me explain something to somebody this morning. You see, when the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, it is the completion of the promises of God. Because literally, Zulka Tikla, the promises of God, they are yes and amen through Jesus Christ. And they are sealed with the guarantee of the Holy Spirit, who is a first installment of the things that are indeed to come. And so when the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit, it means we are complete and lacking nothing. And the only thing that we can do when we remember the day that He allowed the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to fall upon those who took the time to wait for His promise in the upper room, in the place of prayer, all we can do is praise the Lord. The Lord does not require anything, not even a cent from you, until He has been able to overcome you, until you and I have been able to be won over into the kingdom. So that our generous giving, Barcelona, whatever we give to the Lord, it must come from a place of faith, it must come from a place of worship, it must come from a place of surrender, it must come from a place of complete humility, meekness, and awe, rendering awe before the Lord. It must come as a sacrificial offering. Solomon, when he had done everything that he was commanded to do to build the temple, when he had finished praying unto the Lord, declaring the word of God over the temple, which is exactly what the Lord has been doing with us, declaring His word over us, because we are these living epistles that are written not with the hand of man, but we are inscribed with the very words of God. We must be epistles that are readable people. Sifundeke. And uThixo has given us a power which is not of the eloquence and the power of men. It is a power that is of God. So that when we begin to speak, to act, to move, we have our being in Christ Jesus. So when Solomon had spoken the word of God into the temple, which is exactly what God has been doing to us, and he was now dedicating the temple, I want to encourage you and I, this, let's just take this moment to dedicate ourselves as temples that have been made complete in the Holy Spirit before the Lord for the use of God, for the preservation of the things of God, Bazalwane, for the display of the glory of God. Let this temple be a portal of truth unto the world. Let this temple be a beacon of light, a city upon a hill that cannot be hidden, in the name of Jesus. Let this temple be an inhabitor of the truth of God. Let this temple be a symbol of the promises of God. Let this temple be an implementation, a manifestation of the promises and the truth of God across the generations, in this world and in the world to come. Let this truth have its doors wide open, that those who are in need of the touch of God may come in. The Bible says, verse 56, praise be to the Lord. This is the word of Solomon. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he has promised, that no one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. Lord, we want to thank you this morning. We bless you and we praise you because you have given us rest, my Father, just as you have promised. There is not a single word that has fallen, that has failed of all the good promises that you gave through your servant Moses. May you, our God, be with us as you were with those who came before us. May you never leave us nor forsake us. May you turn our hearts to you, to walk in obedience to you and to keep your commands, your decrees and the laws that you have given to us and those who came before us. May these words of ours, Lord God, which we have prayed before you, be near to you, O God, day and night, my Father. May our words and supplications reach your ears day. My God, we want to thank you, Tikowetu, for creating a direct portal for somebody this morning who has been longing, Lord God, to worship you in truth and in spirit, for creating direct access, mighty God, through Jesus Christ. May our words, mighty God, be ever before you day and night, that you may uphold the cause of your servants, the body, mighty God, the cause of your people, according to each need that we have in each day, each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that you, O God, first of all, you are God, and that secondly, you are our God, and that we have no other God whom we desire to worship. And may you, our hearts, Lord God, be fully committed to you, our God, to live by your decrees and obey your commands, as at from this day all the way on to eternity. We thank you for such an incredible gift, Thixo namandla onke. Sithimthokozise siyakuvu khona ngaphakathi kwethu this morning. Siyabulela mthokozisi moyo engcwele Nkosi yamakhosi, siyakudumisa ke Thixo. Beyond this moment sithi siphakamisa indumiso zethu sisizisa kuwe ngokusipha amandla usomeleze ekuseni, in Jesus' mighty name.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Hi, siyabulela, 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 siyadumisa this morning, Bazalwane. Ha, sithi bawo siyabulela.
Tell umoya wakho ingcwele namhlanje kuseni ube nguThixo. Hallelujah. 0826572729 sifuna nje uThixo ba uthini. Emva koko siyangena bethana sithi qaba siyadlula kwi Visionathon. Emva koko ukhona utata wethu utata Sandile Swana. We are continuing this morning on the teaching of fatherhood. Kodwa kwangoku sisathi ba siyabulela ngomoya wakho ingcwele. Siyabulela ngosenza abantu singengobantu. Wasibona sifanelekile ukuba nathi sibizwe ngabantwana bakho. Kenana nathi Thixo bawo. Ay! Sasenza labazalwane aba basavukayo. Oh Nkosi yami, kwezinto ze load shedding mhlawumbe usando ngena sesifuna nje ubushukushukume simvuthixo uthini na kuwe. 0123341322 siyaza kuwe mamhawhelo 0826572729. Hallelujah. Ay, maske simvuthixo basalwane.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit family. Father, we thank you this morning. Mighty God, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. We thank you, Father, as we sing along. Nangu mthokozisi. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Ngempela usemhlabeni uvela ezulwini nangu mthokozisi. We thank you, Father. We thank you, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you're worthy to be praised. We give all the glory, we give all the honor, Mudimu waka. Isaiah 54 verse 10 says, though the mountains be removed,
one to my family 3341322 this morning, Radio Pulpit. Good morning. Hallelujah. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh my God. Good morning.
Good morning, Stanwa. Siyakuva.
Hello.
Hello, Mama.
Hello,
Mama.
My baby.
Hello, Mama.
Oh, prayer warrior, Mudima Rebele, when I can't start to lay Lolo Hulula Pentecost. How I'll be the first one willing to this church. Kilakautra, our prayer warrior, your radio pulpit. May God bless and keep you and give you stacks of blessings in Jesus' name, my baby. I love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mama. Bless you so much, Coco. Kuku promise coming through this morning. Basalwane uti naye, she recognizes this wonderful day. So we are praising and blessing the Lord, Basalwane, for the next, how many minutes? 7 minutes? Make your voice heard. 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, good morning. Hey!
Good morning, Sister Ando.
Good morning, Tata Mekseni Ninjani.
I see you come gun blazing on the way of protection.
Siyambule lubao si tumisu chiko tata. Na angu mawe skumbuza nge Pentecost and amtlanje siyambulele.
Ivese all quoted lesibhizi ngalo.
Oh wow.
Let not your heart be troubled. Because in my father's house there are many mansions. King James, it there are many mansions. When they are called, it is there are many rooms.
Many rooms, Dad. Wow.
And I was asking one of the young people when we were having devotions last night, why in my father's house there are many mansions. He said that there in my father's mansion there are many houses. So now this young, ngithi mina kuyoba mnandi laphana esiya khona.
Kuyoba mnandi. Oh, Tata. Kuyoba mnandi. Hallelujah.
I was reminded of the words of D.L. Moody when he was on his deathbed, when he was dying. And then he said, I can see my Savior calling. If this is death, oh, it's wonderful to die.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Oh, that's powerful.
I'm listening to most of the evangelists. We are really, really, really living in the last of the last days. And evangelists like about Keith Shuttlesworth, about Jimmy Evans, they believe that the Antichrist is already alive.
Oh, wow.
So it tells us that, the rapture of the church is just at the door. The Antichrist is already alive. Only that will be revealed after the church is caught up.
Sure.
We are going home.
I'm going home. I'm going home. Thank you, Tata. Bless you so much. Oh, Barcelona, livangeli elo. On the day when we are reminded of Pentecost, that is the true gospel. I'm going home to die no more. To die no more, to die no more. Hey, Tatu Lord, sunqala tata, sunqala, don't take me back there. I know it's a funeral song, but that song speaks about the life that you and I should be living, a life that looks forward to our real home. Hey, akuzawukhala ixilongo lithi po 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 po, agoduke umntu kaThixo abuyele esihlalweni sakhe. Oh, bazalwane, may the Lord really be birthed in our hearts this morning. Ivangeli leli lokuba sikholelwe kuYesu Kristu unyana kaThixo, ukuba yena wehla waza emhlabeni wahamba. He walked the earth. He was released for your salvation and my salvation. He is the symbol, the only symbol of the forgiveness of our sins, the only author of our salvation this morning. Oh, won't you open up your heart ukungene nawe kule ndumiso sikuyo ungene mntasekhaya angadlula uThixo adlule phambi kwakho umve ubava abazalwane bedumisa bathetha unga understand bayintoni le ibenza babe njena. Not understanding what is this joy that these people are talking about. It is the joy of being born again, the joy of being given a second chance, the joy of being given a second lease on life, to be able to take on zonke imbadada zethu simlandele lo Thixo, sithathe iminqamlezo yethu siyithwale simlandele. Follow him up, little lizwi lika Thixo, those who desire to be my disciples. We do nothing else, Barcelona, but we take up his cross, we lay down our lives, siphakamisa iminqamlezo, and we follow him. Ngoba namhla ngena nathi.
Yeah. Jesu.
Ewe baba.
Ngiyalikilingi mutimu ya matla ohle. Ah ntatelo sengu mutimu hona ya tshona loyi.
Ewe baba.
Ya halalela Jehova ma khotla go ya halalela sengatla salhudimo. O ntatelo sengu phamisa bogolo ba hao ke phamisa matla wa gago. Modimo ntatelo hona jwale ha ona ya tshona loyi. Re le bua mpho ya bophelo lo se modimo re le bua tshireletso ya hao. Re le bua letsola ha o ntatele ma e mongwana o ntse o le modimo. Re ya boka modimo wa rona lokileng se ya bonga ba bangeli na mandle ka manka Jesu. Mo ingwele se tudumo lonke lungo lwakho baba se tudumo lokufanele. Ake khonkosi yami o njengawe baba ke khonga lenganiswa nawe. Iphakamisa amandla wakho ngiphakamisa ubukhulu bakho nasekuseni. Ngiyabonga Nkulunkulu ophilayo, ngiyabonga Nkulunkulu onamandla ngegama likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ngiyabonga usayanda losengi yalibuwa kalibitswa laJesu waNazaretha kimasabata kamona kampumalanga. Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Oh, my family, what a time. What a time it is to be alive. May everything that we do and say be counted unto righteousness. Wahalalela. Hey, Mom Christina, when you prayed, undikhokomisile mama, uthi wahalalela mudimo. Wahalalela this morning. We just want to acknowledge you, Father God Almighty, this morning. Thank you so much. Indeed, mighty Father, the radiance of your beauty and your glory, it can be seen, Kosemakosi, when the scales fall off, Lord God Almighty. We thank you today as we, the body of Christ, commemorate, mighty Father, the day of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost, my Father. We want to thank you today, Tikowe Tolungileyo, for the promises that you have made to us. We honor you. Siyakubulela, mzali. We recognize. We are unworthy, but we are found worthy and righteous through Jesus Christ, with the blood of Jesus Christ continuing to minister a new covenant and speaking a better word on our behalf. Jude verse 3, Bazalwane, hallelujah. It is verse 17, I beg your pardon. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Holy Spirit. But you, dear friends, you and I this morning, by building up yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. We are at the brink of the second coming. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. And now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, authority, and authority rather through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. This morning, Barcelona, if you have just joined us, it is Radio Pulpit. We are indeed in Visiothon time, and we want to continue to encourage you to give to the vision of Radio Pulpit. You know how it goes. It is the word give to 0826572729. Now, this verse that we've just read is taken from the book of Jude. And, you know, I just want to say this as we cross over to our conversation with Udato Sandy Leswana this morning. My family, that as the Lord gives us the grace, you know, to receive him, as many as those who are led by the Spirit, they shall be called the sons of God. As the Lord gives us the grace to receive him, to lay down our lives every day to take up his cross, let us continue fearfully requesting and asking the Lord for the grace of the Holy Spirit. He is the only one who can help us in this journey. Be encouraged, Barcelona. We are coming back to conversation with Udato Swana. We'll take a quick break as we prepare for that.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. tsheletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge ba ruta lentšu la Modimo go tiišetša tshepo pelong ya gago. Tsheletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.